When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, the amount of mental pain, of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. There's going to be more times you do something that you don't want to do than you are going to want to do it. And that's your new norm.
Why is the truth so important?
You know what? Because first of all, it does set you free mentally, and it gives you a starting point. You have to have the truth to have a starting point. If I'm lying to you about who I am, or I'm lying to you about whatever, there's no starting point. There's a false reality. You have to create the real reality. So that's what I call my accountability mirror in my book. That's the real reality. Where the f*** am I gonna start from? So for me, I was lying to this, lying about that. So I had no starting point. Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point. All right, I'm not real smart. I have no courage. I have no self-esteem. I have no nothing. Nothing. That's my starting point. Now we can move from there. But if I tell myself I'm strong, I have courage, I'm smart, and all these are lies, you continuously push that starting point backwards. So that starting point is the truth. The no f***ing bullshit truth that only you can tell yourself. So it's the starting point. The truth's the starting point.
And most people are surrounded by people that don't tell them the truth.
No.
Because it's too painful.
It is. Especially nowadays in this society, we like to surround ourselves. It makes us feel so good. Those people who say, it's okay. It's okay. It's not okay. It isn't okay, man. And I get it. Society's changing. And we love to feel wanted and loved. Trust me. That's all important. It is. But you have to have the truth from people. Hey, you're not working your butt off hard enough. You're not trying hard enough. We all think we're trying hard, but what are you gauging that off of? I talked to this one kid the other day. College is kicking my ass. I said, what are you gauging that off of? I go, are you trying? He goes, yeah, I'm trying my ass off. I'm studying hard. I go, what are you gauging trying hard off of? Well, in high school, I didn't have to try at all, and I made great grades. In college, I'm trying hard. You're trying hard compared to what you did in high school, which was it came easy to you. So your reality is something that you created off of something easy. So you trying hard is 2 hours of studying. I'm gonna tell you a difference in trying hard and trying hard. Trying hard is something in your mind just doesn't stop, where we know 2 hours isn't enough. So it's all about, you know, reality and what you're basing things off of. When I was 297 pounds and I was fat as hell trying to be a Navy SEAL, the scariest thing in the world to me, even to this day, was that that could have been the rest of my life. I thought then I was trying hard. That's the scariest thing in the world. I thought then, 297-pound, working for Ecolab, spraying for cockroaches, making $1,000 a month, I thought that was me at my 100% potential. Come to find out, I wasn't anywhere near that. 106 pounds less, graduated Navy SEAL training, went on to do all these other things. Looking back on that, that was me trying hard. That's why people gotta understand what is in us. We have no idea until we start trying hard. And I mean really trying hard, where you're obsessed with, hey, this is my new norm. My new norm is that, wow, this isn't always fun. It's not always meant to be fun. And that's when you know you're trying hard. We all have two people. We have the easy voice, which is that 20% telling yourself that I'm easy at 90% of my full potential, maybe 100% at that 20%. That's that voice that we all love. That's that very comfortable voice, that's that mommy holding you saying, it's gonna be okay. Doesn't care how good you are, just loves you. Just loves you no matter how messed up you are in life. That's where you wanna be at. So that's that one voice. This other voice that we walk very far away from is a voice saying, hey man, you ain't doing shit. So we try to get this voice out of our head completely. And we live over here in this land. So what you have to do first is turn up this voice over here. The voice saying things to you that aren't nice. That it's in our head saying, you know what man, dude, you're not doing shit. And it's not putting yourself down. People take this the wrong way in this new society. I'm not saying to put yourself down. I'm saying listen to the truth. And the truth isn't in the 20%. The truth is in this other part of your brain saying, look, man, you're wasting a bunch of percentage here. We have 80 more percent that we're not tapping into, because in this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you got to go through all of this shit. So a lot of us know that. We know.
We do know deep down.
Yeah, I can get over here, but over here, man, this is much better, because I got to go through this journey that is not fun. This from 20 to 100%, this shit in between is not fun. So we decide to live over here. So everybody goes, how do you do that? You know exactly how to do that. It's not a magic trick. It's all back down to a very primitive mindset of we just have to do. It's like breathing. Breathing becomes normal. Like, we don't even know that we're doing it. That's how you have to live your life. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, it's just what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, the amount of mental pain, of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. There's going to be more times you do something that you don't want to do than you are going to want to do it. And that's your new norm. That's your new norm. So then it's like breathing. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to. If you really want it, you realize what trying is and what trying is not. Once again, I have to say it very loud and clear. I'm not about being a masochist, but what I found when I was 297 pounds, so I'm not a guy that read a book and said, oh, they're the answers. All this came from here. It came from me putting myself on the hot seat and then saying, okay, wow, okay, 297, this is where my mind was at. To get to 187, this is where my mind went to go through 3 hell weeks, to run 205 miles, to do 4,030 pull-ups. And I'm a natural born fat guy. Even though I was born 175, I gained 125 pounds. I was lazy. That's who I am. I'm a guy that likes to sit back, watch TV, and eat pizza.
Like everybody.
Like everybody. All I crave is that mama voice. Please love David. Love David. That voice got me to 297 pounds.
Matter she's fact, to cook for you, too.
She's to cook for. When I got out of the military and I started gaining this weight a lot, my standard breakfast was 8 cinnamon rolls, 6 to 8 scrambled eggs, 1/2 pound of bacon, Fruity Pebbles. That was my standard breakfast. Whatever I wanted, I did. And that's where I started seeing myself get further and further away from my true self. And your true self is found, honestly, in that very uncomfortable zone. I have this haunting voice in the back of my head. A lot of us have it.
Yeah.
We just ignore it. And it was there for years. So I knew in the back of my mind that I could pull off this whatever. Whatever I wanted, I knew I could. But I was afraid of the work, because I wasn't gifted with brains. I wasn't gifted with God-given talent as far as like athleticism. So I knew to get to where I had to go, to be on the same playing field as these men, to even try out for this program, I knew the work was gonna be something that I didn't wanna even attack. So I just put it off.
But yet you did it.
Because it haunted me. The voice in my head said, you know what, man? You're gonna die never even trying to reach your full potential. And how's that gonna feel? So I'm gonna live even while I'm dead. I'm gonna be, because I believe in a higher power, whatever it may be, I don't know what it is. I believe that your mind lives forever. Some spirit, something lives forever. I'm gonna be haunted by the mere fact that I literally just, that's what I was. So whatever heaven or hell is, you're in hell the rest of your life. The rest of your life. And if there is a God, which I hope to God there is, knowing what I put myself through now, whatever memories I have, if there's any at all, I'll be a happy man. But I knew that I was gonna pay for this while I was living or while I was dead. I was gonna pay for this, because basically to me, it was a huge sin. I'm basically just gonna sit here and just be a comfortable man.
Wasting your life is a sin,
right? It's a sin.